While they were there, the time came for her to have her child. It probably wasn't the most convenient thing that Caesar Augustus called for a census. Probably not that convenient that Joseph and Mary had to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem, about 70 miles. And probably what made it most inconvenient is that she was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child. Convenient or inconvenient, the time came. Sometimes things happen very conveniently. It just so happens that an asteroid is passing by the Earth today. It's about 1.2 miles wide, and it's orbiting the sun, but passing relatively close to the Earth today. Now that's pretty convenient if you're looking up in the sky for something moving on Christmas Eve. Well, far less convenient is the fact that snow and ice seem to have scheduled their arrival to coincide with weekends and holidays this year. But asteroids and snowstorms don't ask us when the best time is to arrive. But perhaps the coming of Jesus was not so inconvenient after all. Is the birth of Jesus convenient or inconvenient for you? It may be that the coming of Jesus is perfect timing. How convenient that just as you were getting lost in piles of wrapping paper and office parties and cookies, that here you are tonight. Or if recent weeks or months have seen a gradual slide into sins that don't make you a better person, or habits that don't make you the person that others want to be around, how convenient that you and Jesus would meet here. What did St. Titus just tell us? The grace of God has appeared, training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires. If you know that some God other than Jesus is dominating your life, or if you know that worldly desires have taken over and you're ready for a change, you're ready to replace power and popularity and pleasure with happiness and holiness, with joy and generosity, then what better than the coming of Jesus to reaffirm your desire? Then again, it is possible that the coming of Jesus seems quite inconvenient for you right now. You know, maybe Christmas is calling you to let go of something that you're hanging on to, like a grudge or a wound, but you don't want one more reminder. Or perhaps you revisit that nagging thought that what God really made you for is the priesthood or the consecrated life. Or it could simply be that you haven't been with the Lord for a while. And here you are, and you don't know what to say. Well, do you realize how the difference between Jesus being convenient and Jesus being inconvenient has much more to do with us than it does with him? Mary and Joseph don't appear to be the least bit disturbed by a silly census, by a long road trip, or by the fact that Bethlehem wasn't building hotels nearly as quickly as Dodge City is. Doesn't bother them a bit. But King Herod, on the other hand, will find the birth of this child, who he doesn't even know and can't even find, to be the most inconvenient event ever. You see, the difference between Jesus being convenient and inconvenient depends more on us than on him. Jesus can either be the source of our greatest happiness or an inconvenient truth. Now, I realize that not everyone can receive Jesus in the Eucharist tonight. Not Catholic, not properly prepared, or not old enough. I pray for the day when you can. But simply being with him tonight is a beautiful step. In some small way, you have acknowledged that Jesus came for you. Yes, you. It's true that snow does not often come at a convenient time. But then again, neither do asteroids. Convenient or inconvenient, the Lord has come. And so come, let us adore him.